Chapter 45. Bunny was having a difficult moment in the bathroom when the doorbell rang. He looked at his watch. It hadn't even been 10 minutes. He angrily heaved up his trousers and was still fastening the belt as he opened the door.
"It's not been..."
He stopped. Gringo stood before him, looking like a kid who had just been called to the principal's office.
"I've nothing further to say to you."
Gringo held his arms out in a supplicatory gesture.
"Look, I'm sorry."
Bunny's eyes unconsciously flicked to the silver Audi still parked up the street, and to the watching eyes. Mr. Frock picked up his mobile and dialed the number. He held the phone to his ear as he continued to watch the action taking place down the street. After two rings,
"What?"
"Your friend has just had a visitor."
"Who is it?"
"I don't know. A geezer."
"A what?"
"A man."
Frock had only met the man who called himself Mr. Lopez a couple of days ago. It had been an unusual request through the usual channels. An American needed a hired hand over in Ireland for a few days, a week at the most. It paid better than triple the normal rate. Suspiciously well, in fact. All that was required was that he provide a gun and be available 24/7. Discretion expected and assured. Frock hadn't been wild about them kidnapping the woman, but he could live with it. Nobody paid that well for an honest day's work. Now he was watching the big paddy bloke he'd been instructed to pick up, standing on his doorstep, waving his finger in another bloke's face.
"What are they doing?"
asked Lopez. Frock watched as the big fella pushed the other guy.
"Arguing, I think, and..."
"Whoa! What?"
"The big fella just sucker-punched the other guy. They're probably going at it now."
"This appears to be a nation of savages."
They were rolling around on the ground now.
"Your guy is winning."
"Oh, good,"
said Lopez, dripping sarcasm.
"I am pleased."
They grappled some more before the big fella, McGarry, regained his feet first. Frock had been in more than enough fights, both in and out of the service, to know what that meant. The one who's down normally stays down. A couple of good kicks, and it'd be good night, Irene. Instead, the big ape picked up a nearby bin and hurled it down at the other man. A little kid who'd rushed over to watch proceedings raised his arms and hollered, like the manager in one of those ridiculous American wrestling things. McGarry said something to him that sent him scurrying, then turned around and re-entered the house, slamming the door behind him. Frock made a decision there and then. Normally he didn't like letting anyone else drive, but this time he would make an exception. That way he could keep McGarry's hands busy on the wheel, so the big, dumb ape couldn't try anything. McGarry's visitor slowly staggered to his feet, blood streaming from his nose. His shirt was half ripped off him and he looked dazed. Frock lowered the window slightly to hear what he was shouting.
"I'll be seeing you again, Bunny. You hear me? I'll be seeing you again."
He limped off in the opposite direction like a whipped dog. Frock put the phone to his ear again.
"He has dealt with the situation. The other guy is gone."
"Very well. Pick him up in 4 minutes and keep a close eye on him."
Yeah, thought Frock. No kidding.